originally was born a Raider fan. It's a family thing. So I was raised into it. My original season ticket seats were just me and my uncle. And after you have your season ticket neighbors for so long, you form this bond. And as I was able to get better seats, I couldn't let go of my original seats. So it's like become an addiction. I have to have more and more, better and better. And everywhere I go, I meet new people. They always want to come. So I never even have enough seats, and I have 15. I am not a bandwagon fan. I'm in it to win it. I'm in it win, lose, tie, doesn't matter. I'm not going anywhere. When I was growing up, the Raiders were the team that everybody wanted to beat. And we're going to get back there. I mean, you know, we've got a whole new team. We will rise again. And I'm going to be there. I'm Rachel, Section 102, 103, 104, 105, 132. I am a Raiders season ticket holder.
A very enthusiastic member of the Raider Nation. I'm sure Rachel is still talking about that win last Sunday. Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. It's been about 7 months since Reggie McKenzie and his staff decided to sign free agent cornerback Tracy Porter. And that decision is now obviously paying dividends. In a league that is full of elite quarterbacks and receivers, the cornerback position is highly valued.
Down the sideline, incomplete. Porter getting a piece of it.
They blitz a linebacker and a safety in a corner, and Porter will sack, lock back on the 32-yard line.
Tracy's a guy that, you know, he's made a lot of big plays and a lot of big games, one on the biggest stage there is.
Tracy Porter's connection to Dennis Allen goes back to their days in New Orleans, where Allen coached defensive backs and helped bring the Saints a Super Bowl title.
He really brought the best, you know, out of me, out of the guys in that secondary, and on our championship run in 2009, he pushed us to the limit.
Looks in his direction. It's picked off! It's picked off! It's Tracy Porter again! He's running free! He's going to go all the way! 70 yards on the return by Porter!
It finally hit me once we turned the corner downtown for the victory parade, and we saw the amount of people that showed up to show their support, you know, for us winning that Super Bowl. It was just an unbelievable feeling.
3 seasons later, Coach Allen was reunited with an experienced defender in number 23.
Coaches want to have those type of guys that can cover, because if you have guys that can cover, you don't have to drop that extra safety. You don't have to drop that linebacker. You don't have to play cover two all day.
He knows how guys try to run routes. He understands leverage. And when he's on his correct leverage and challenging, he plays pretty well.
Wearing silver and black, Porter has racked up 39 tackles, 8 pass deflections, and his first interception as a Raider helped seal a victory.
Behind Cotchery, they go to Brown. Slant, he caught it, and then lost
Intercepted
by Tracy Porter with a monstrous defensive play.
Down, baby. 9 to go.
He's a professional as well. He's good with the scheme, and he's a calming influence on the rest of the young corners that we have.
Corners like first-round pick DJ Hayden appreciate what Porter brings to the Oakland secondary.
He's been a whole lot of help, especially to me, how to handle myself professionally on and off the field. You know, he's been there before. He's been in my shoes before.
Tracy's good for DJ because Tracy tells him what he's already been through, which is the mark of a great veteran.
Though we're both competing for the same position, we're both competing to play on Sunday, I mean, I'm going to help them as if, you know, they were my kid. I want to see them succeed just as much as I want to succeed.
Raider Nation, go hard or go home.
Our goal is to win that championship and bring another Super Bowl back to Oakland, back to the Raider Nation, because, you know, they deserve it. We want it, and it'll look nice on my resume to have 2 Super Bowls.
Tracy Porter has made a huge impact on that defense. Remember, with Tyvon Branch being out, Charles Woodson is playing at a Pro Bowl level, and I love the play of Mike Jenkins and the young DJ Hayden. They've done a great job. They're ranked 10th overall in pass defense this year. When we come back, we'll talk to the post-game radio host of the Oakland Raiders from 95.7 The Game. Chris Townsend joins us next when we continue on the Raiders Report.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
If you showed up to preseason football and you saw how miserable it was,
and you're now looking at the Raiders product, and you're now not at least believing and having a good time at the games, you're absolutely clueless.